All right, wrestling fans, it is Wednesday, which means it is time for Wednesday Night Warriors from the Pro Wrestling America. This week coming from Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. We have 8 big matches for you, including a number one contender match for the World Heavyweight title. We also have the other singles titles on the line, the American Heavyweight title, the Illinois Heavyweight title, and the television title, all on the line this week. So we started all off with the television title match. Buzz Sawyer with James J. Dillon defending the title against Savannah Jack. Will Jack finally get the title this time? These guys have been battling for a couple of months ever since Jack was on his gauntlet through the entire roster. This match, well, it was not Jack's best match, because Dillon distracts Manning while Buzz nails Jack with a loaded glove to get the pin to keep the title in a time of 8 minutes, 22 seconds. The next match has Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Flying Brian Pillman. And this could have been a great match, but Gilbert decides to put up a little mockery and pretends that Brian Pillman is Chris Adams, and just mocks him throughout the entire match until finally pinning Pillman after a super kick in a time of 6 minutes, 20 seconds. So we get done with that match, and we have Honky Tonk Man and Gentleman Chris Adams, your new World Tag Team Champions, coming to the interview area with Lance. And Lance congratulates the champs. They openly accept any challengers that want to try to take their belts. Adams comments on the sloppiness of Gilbert's imitation of the super kick. Adams reminds Gilbert that he is more than willing to show him how the super kick really works. And as far as Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels, who Adams faces in the next match, as far as he's concerned, the same result will happen as from the World Tag Team title match last week. Daniels will be flat on his back. Honky Tonk Man tells Gino Hernandez to be ready for the best match of his time in the PWA, because the Honky Tonk Man was going to make sure that Illinois would not be plagued with having the handsome half-breed as their champion. As the two leave, Honky Tonk Man goes back to the dressing room. Chris Adams and Sunshine head down to the ring, where Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels and Bobby Heenan are already waiting for them. And this match is quick, but not without its controversy, because Adams wins with the pile driver. Figuring that Gilbert had tried the super kick, why not try to end the match with a pile driver? And Adams gets the win in a time of 4 minutes and 13 seconds. But Bobby Heenan tries to get Tommy Young to reverse the decision and disqualify Adams. But Young has to remind Heenan that the PWA doesn't wrestle in Tennessee. The pile driver is legal. Of course, that gets Heenan all beside himself. But then again, Bobby Heenan was never one that was good at geography. All right, the next match has the other half of the World Tag Team Champions, the Illinois champion Honky Tonk Man, defending the title against Gino Hernandez. Both men put on a stellar match. As the time limit drew near, Gino had Honky Tonk Man trapped in an abdominal stretch. Honky Tonk Man was able to hang on until the bell rang. And as soon as the bell rings, he hip tosses Gino off of him and rolls out of the ring. Sunshine met him with the title belt and they walked away. Neither Sunshine, Honky Tonk Man, or Gino were very happy with the outcome, but still your Illinois heavyweight champion is the Honky Tonk Man. We move from one title to the next, as Great Muta defends his American heavyweight title against Brad Armstrong. And Muta and Brad had another great match. It was an action-packed affair that was truly worthy of the American heavyweight title being on the line. Muta missed a spinning heel kick and got caught in the ropes. That turned the tide in Brad's favor. Muta tried to regain control, but Brad rolled him up in a small package to get the pin and the title in a time of 32 minutes, 22 seconds. Your new American heavyweight champion is Brad Armstrong. We go back over to the interview area, and Lance Russell has world heavyweight champion David Von Erich there. And before David can even get started, James J. Dillon shows up. He approaches David about becoming part of his champion stable. David turned him down. Dillon said that David would be sorry. David told Dillon to go back under whatever rock he had crawled under. He had become the world heavyweight champion without anyone's help. He certainly didn't need anyone's help to keep the title. Lance tried to turn the conversation toward the number one contender match at the end of the night, but David wanted to say one more thing to Dillon's threat. David said he wasn't worried about Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer. That was the only weapon in Dillon's arsenal. He wasn't going to worry about someone so beneath him. Buzz snuck up behind David, turned him around, and nailed him with a loaded gun. Or loaded glove. Loaded glove. Lance called for the EMTs to come out as the camera went back to the ring. Where here we have a brawl and a half getting ready to start as Terry Gordy faces off against Terry Funk. And Gordy and Funk tore into each other so much that the ring and the rules could not contain them. Eventually, Nick Patrick simply counted both men out because he was tired of chasing them. As he rang the bell, he walked out of the ring, and wrestlers from all the dressing rooms came out to separate the two men. The result, a double countout in a time of 21 minutes, 26 seconds. We go back over to Lance, and the first of the two men involved in the number one contender match, Austin Idol, has his shot. And he talks about his chances of becoming the first ever two-time PWA World Heavyweight Champion. And that's exactly what he was going to do. David could hide behind having this match to separate and buffer, but eventually Idol was going to win the title back. And that, he said, was a promise. We go over to the ring, and there's Chris Candido facing off against Rick Rude. And Candido and Rude have a great match that keeps the fans on their feet the entire time. About the 19-minute mark, Candido took Rude down with a backslide and got the pin with his feet on the ropes. Manning saw it as he was ready to ring the bell and waved off the pin. Candido got heated with Manning, but Rude quickly took over. As the time limit was getting ready to expire, Rude nailed the Rude Awakening to get the pin in a time of 29 minutes, 34 seconds. Less than 30 seconds left in the time limit, and Rude picks up the win. Now we have the promo from the other side of our main event tonight, the franchise Shane Douglas. Douglas derides Idol as a token champion, one that didn't need it, but they settled on it in the tournament, and that's the only way he could have gotten it. He also derides David as a champion who was only champion because Undertaker didn't want to wrestle in the PWA anymore. Douglas was going to show the PWA what a true world champion looks like. First take out Austin Idol, then take out David Von Erich, and he would reign for quite some time. And Douglas heads down to the ring as the main event gets ready. Him facing off against Austin Idol. Winner becomes the number one contender for the world heavyweight title. And I've said over and over again on some of these matches that they've had absolutely great matches, but this was absolutely the best match of the night. Douglas and Idol were very professional, and they're dealing with each other in the ring. Douglas blocked a flying body press from Idol, who landed on top of Tommy Young. As Young was out, David walked down to the ring and grabbed the timekeeper's chair. Douglas told David to mind his own business. Idol echoed the sentiment. David acted like he was simply going to sit ringside with the chair. Douglas and Idol fought each other once more. As Young started to get to his feet in the corner near David, David got out of his chair and blasted Young with it. He slid into the ring and nailed both Douglas and Idol with the chair. In the ensuing brawl, David managed to bloody both combatants. With Douglas tied up in the ropes, David spiked Idol onto the chair with a pile driver. Douglas managed to get free of the ropes, but David caught him with a belly-to-belly suplex on top of Idol. And as Young started to get back to his feet, David rolled Douglas on top of Idol and left the ring. Young counted the pinfall and called for the bell. Your winner and new number one contender for the World Heavyweight title, waiting for his match against the monster heel David Von Erich in a time of 36 minutes, 37 seconds, is Shane Douglas. The camera faded as David said, "We'll see how long this lasts." All right, there's Wednesday Night Warriors for this week. I thank you for being here. And what is with some of the matches? Just having some great matches and not having to go through all the major drama that sometimes goes into it. Just put the guys in the ring, let them have a great match, let the fans enjoy it. And that's exactly what happened. Each match just built a little bit more as each match the fans got more and more excited for it. Because there is going to be some great things going on with our main event tonight and how things transpired. So you're going to have to wait for the next couple of weeks as we get ready for the Christmas Chaos card. And I just want to take a minute to talk about that. Christmas Chaos was an idea I came up with for a super card when I had the Fantasy Mississippi Valley Wrestling promotion. And with that, the card closest to Christmas on the schedule, you would have matches set up, but the stipulations for the match would be decided right before the wrestlers walked out to the ring. So you might have two guys who like each other. You know, could have Honky Tonk Man and Gentleman Chris Adams just in a match with each other. End up being a barbed wire cage match. Random stipulations on the opponents. But now, is that going to happen? I don't know. You'll have to come back and find out. Because that will be December 29th. 3 weeks from today will be Christmas Chaos. And it will be chaotic. That much I can guarantee you. But for now, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here and supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. And until next time, I encourage you to continue to listen to the theology side of the podcast as well. Mondays in the Confessional Corner. Tomorrow, we dig deeper into the Psalms some more. Be back for those to help you to wrestle with the theologies around us in the world today. Amen.